try to get right to the topic. The topic I want to address today is the question of the status of the Vim and Ksuvim. And I mean it in a very specific way, the halachic status of the Vim and Ksuvim, its status as in the world of halacha. We all know that the moment of Maimed Har Sinai is the greatest moment in human history. It's the moment which justifies the creation of the world. Then we're speaking about the creation of the world, the nature of the world previously. And, you know, one of the critical elements of that moment was the creation of the Torah that we know, which is a combination of Torah Shebetzav and Torah Shebal Peh. Chazal note that the Torah uses the expression Toros, but is spelled without a Vav, in order to establish that there is a certain integration between Torah Shebetzav and Torah Shebal Peh. And our educational system, the nature of halacha as a process, all of that is very much centered on this reality that the Torah was intended to unfold in this dual manner, with a text, Torah Shebetzav, mostly we consider that to be Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and of course Perusha, its interpretation, which was given at Har Sinai and which was transmitted throughout the generations, and more importantly, which is entrusted to Chachmei Hador, Shebechol Dor Vador. It's our obligation to make sure that that Mesorah remains intact, and that we build on that Mesorah in the proper methodological way, the idea of Chiddush. All that is for another time. This dual aspect of Torah Shebetzav and Torah Shebal Peh raises the question, what about the other element of Torah that we know, and that is Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Strictly speaking, when we speak of Torah Shebetzav, normally we refer to Chamisha Chumshei Torah. That's the source of most of our knowledge and halachos. The norms of the Torah and the drashos that interpret those norms are to be found in Torah Shebetzav. And yet, of course, the rest of Tanakh, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, have a very special and a very revered place in our worldview as well. And what I try to do today is to try to clarify how Nevi'im and Ksuvim stand in halachic terms vis-a-vis both Chamisha Chumshei Torah on the one hand and Perusha, Mishnah, Talmud, strictly, generally speaking, Torah Shebal Peh and the other. Sometimes we refer to Tanakh, as Divrei Kabbalah. And I think that highlights some of the perspectives, the potential perspectives on this topic. What does the word Divrei Kabbalah mean? If you look in the sheets in front of you, we started with that. The Rishonim interpret Divrei Kabbalah in different ways. Rashi in Masachet Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Omed Aleph, Yer Masel Torah Smoshe, the first entry here, tries to contrast Torah Smoshe with the Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And he says, Torah Smoshe Kriya Torah, Lefi Shenitna Torah Ledoros, V'shal Nevi'im Lo Kari Ele Kabbalah, Shekiblu Meruach HaKodesh Kol Nevu'u Nevu'a Lefi Tzorach HaShah V'hidor V'hamaseh. V'hador, sorry, V'hamaseh. Basically, the Rashi here seems to be emphasizing the fact that in contrast to Torah Shebetzav, which is meant to be Ledore Doros, which was basically established before time and is meant to transcend time, right? Tistakel Baraiso Bara Alma Bishvil HaTorah Shenikra Reishis. Nevi'im and Ksuvim, on the other hand, address the needs and the urgencies and the crises and the circumstances of each and every generation. That's an important contrast, which raises questions. Therefore, is there a fundamental difference in the way that we treat the status of Torah as opposed to Nevi'im Ksuvim, given that one transcends time, one is the blueprint for the world, where the other is a way in which the Torah through Nevuah, the Rabbanu Shalom through Nevi'im, and through Ruach HaKodesh, was able to adjust to address specific circumstances. The Shita B'Kubetzis of Bava Kamma has other interpretations of Divrei Kabbalah. The first one is Divrei Nevius Karlu Divrei Kabbalah Al Shem Sha Nevi'im Kovlin Vitzoakim Al Tzoros Haniros Lahem B'Chazon Kidim B'Targaminon Im Tzok Yitzak Elai Im Mekabel Yakvil. The word Divrei, it's not Divrei Kabbalah, but Divrei Kivala. And the idea here is that Nevi'im and Ksuvim are like Sifrei Musar. The Nevi'im were Kovlin v'Tzoakim. They castigated Klal Yisrael when it was necessary to try to put them on the straight and narrow. And that has a very different connotation than Toras Moshe, which is a sefer of limud and a sefer of law, not a sefer of Musar necessarily. On the other hand, second Perish, V'yesh Mefarish, Kabbalah, Shekulam Kiblu Nevuasa Mimoshe Rabbeinu, V'chein Omer Yeshaya, etc. So if it's not Divrei Kivala, Divrei Tochacha, it's rather Divrei Kabbalah, then on the contrary, it seems that the effort is being made here to put Nevi'im and Ksuvim in the orbit of the initial revelation, the initial Mesorah. This is all Dvarim which were accepted Mimoshe at Sina. This could be highlighted in other ways. Gemara Nedarim Daf Chav Beis on the base, which we also have here on the sheet somewhere. See if I can find it. What is it?
Seven.
Okay, you know better than I do. Amar Rav Adam Rav Chanina El Mole Lochot Yisrael Lo Nito Nehem Ela Chamisha Chum Shetara V'Sefer Yehoshua Bilvad She'ercha Shol Eretz Yisrael Hu. So basically, this is a very fascinating Gemara, single line, but an important line, one which, again, triggered much discussion. It seems from the simple reading of the Gemara that Nevi'im and Ksuvim would not have been, theoretically, would not have been necessary. The only thing that would have been necessary would have been Sefer Yehoshua, because that details the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael, and of course that is something which is of intrinsic significance. Sounds like the only reason that we have Nevi'im and Ksuvim is because Klal Yisrael lost their way, whether it was the Chet HaEgel or other things that took place subsequently and reinforced that divergence from the path that should have been. And that made necessary Nevi'im and Ksuvim, but it's a kind of a bidyeved. At least one could have envisioned the corpus of Torah without Nevi'im and Ksuvim. That's a simple reading of that Gemara in the Dart. As we'll see going forward, there are those, based on their global understanding, other Makoros included, of the role of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, who try to temper or dilute the significance of that Gemara so that it doesn't sound quite as absolute. On the one hand, Nevi'im and Ksuvim contain halachos, just to continue to present the problem. We know many Dinei Mamonos, many issues of Choshen Mishpat have their origin specifically in Nevi'im and Ksuvim, Kinyanim in particular, the question of Kinyan Sudar and Shtaros, many things are developed specifically in Nevi'im and Ksuvim, some Dinei Avelos, some of the measurements of the Mikdash. On the other hand, we have a principle that says that Ein Navi Rashai L'chadish Davar Me'ata, that in the period post Moshe Rabbeinu, post the Torah itself, no Navi has the capability of introducing Chidushim or Dinim on the basis of his prophetic insight. There were many Nevi'im who are, of course, with Talmidei Chachamim. This is a big discussion that the Rishonim have about Eliyahu HaNavi. We always say, we wait until Ad Sheyavo Eliyahu. So the Mefarshim, again, generally explain not Eliyahu as a Navi, but Eliyahu as a Talmud Chacham, because of this principle that the Torah was given to Talmidei Chachamim, who have to exercise proper methodology and their legal insight, their Chachmas HaTorah, but Nevuah has no place in establishing halachos. The Rambam takes this even further in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah when he explains that even the claim, it's not just that if a Navi makes a claim in the name of his Nevuah, right, having insight, Torah insight, that we reject it, the very claim itself is an act of kfira, because it implicitly challenges the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah. And Mosaic prophecy, according to the Rambam, is one of the Yud Gimli Kari Amuna. So we're very, very strong, feel very strongly about Ein Navi Rashai L'chadish Davar Me'ata. At the same time, there are definitely halachos that we know of only from the Nevi'im Uksuvim. How do we navigate those two seemingly contradictory facts? We'll get back to that. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Divrei Torah Kedivrei Kabbalah, with respect to the question of whether it requires chizuk, we say Divrei Torah Ein Tzrichim Chizuk, and Divrei Kabbalah, things that are in the Nevi'im Uksuvim also don't need chizuk. You don't need to worry so much that people are going to violate them. On the other hand, there's another memra, which we find in the beginning of Bava Kama and other places in Shas, which says, Divrei Torah midivrei Kabbalah lo yalfina, which means that if you have a word, a phrase, that appears in the Torah and you want to illuminate it based on its appearance in Nevi'im and Ksuvim, in halachic terms, you're not allowed to do that. If it's in one place in Torah, another place, if it's in Bereishis and Shemos, or Bereishis and Devarim, or Shemos and Vayikra, whatever the case may be, we darshan all the time based on Gzeres Shavah and other things of that sort. But to be doresh, based on the use of terminology, from Divrei Torah to Divrei Kabbalah, that we don't do. Divrei Torah and Divrei Kabbalah lo yalfina. So on the one hand, we seem to be equating Divrei Kabbalah with Divrei Torah by saying Divrei Torah are like Divrei Kabbalah are like Divrei Torah ein tzrichim chizuk. On the other hand, we have this rule Divrei Torah Divrei Kabbalah lo yalfina. Basically, what we're asking is then how to classify Nevi'im and Ksuvim, which seem to fall in between the cracks. Do we look at them as a kind of Torah Shebichtav in as much as we're dealing with a fixed and divine text? At the same time, since Ein Navi Rashoi L'Chadish Davar Me'ata, you don't darshan psukim and neviim to create halachos, so there's no what's called creative exegetical basis for the reading of neviim and ksuvim. Does that in any way diminish its status as a kind of Torah Shebichtav? Should we look at it as equivalent to Torah Shebaal Peh? After all, it is a repository of halachos and of hashkafos. In that sense, it's very similar to Perusha, to Torah Shebaal Peh. On the other hand, the fact that it has a fixed text and that its focus is not on halacha might put it in a different context. This is, of course, a very massive topic. We're going to try to just go through some of the Makaros in the next, since we're starting a little late, in the next 20 minutes or half an hour, to do really a proper job. Obviously, one would have to do it more thoroughly. And there are several methodological questions that one would have to be aware of as well. Many of the issues that come up when we talk about the status of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, meaning what is their status as opposed to Mikra, Chamisha Chumshei Torah on the one hand, and Torah Shebaal Peh on the other, really crisscross or intersect two different topics. One is the status of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, which is what we're interested in. The other is, of course, the particular halachic application which we're examining. It's hard to know always when you encounter an argument whether or not the point of argument is the status of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, or it's that particular category, as we'll see going forward. Which is why, in some cases, it's important not just to isolate specific issues, but to look at the bigger picture, we'll call it the cumulative evidence. If one can show that particular authorities, the Rambam, the Ravid, Rashi, Tosis, whatever the case may be, have a seemingly consistent view in their placing of Nevi'im and Ksuvim in this broader framework across various issues, that will be very important, because if you isolate any particular issue, it's quite possible that the issue revolves around the application, not the status of Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Moreover, it's important to know the use of and the limits of language in this context. In various contexts, the word Mikra or Torah Shebichtav is used. The question is whether it always means the same thing in every different context. Again, if we're talking about the Torah itself, so the Torah is a divine imprimatur. When it uses a phrase or a term, so we assume that it has the same meaning, all things being equal. But if we're talking about human authorship, like we are, we're talking about the Makoros of the Mishnah and the Gemara and the Rishonim and so on and the Medrash. So obviously people have different phrases that they use. There were certain associations that are very strong. But nonetheless, you have to be careful just because the phrase Mikra or Torah Shebichtav appears in one context doesn't necessarily mean that it has the same scope in all contexts. Okay, let's look at a couple of the issues in the time that we have and see if we can develop an approach. The first one I mentioned is the Gemara Nedarim Chav Beis Amid Beis, which seems to say that had it not been for the Cheta Egel, there would have been a much smaller canon. We wouldn't have had all of Tanakh, we would have had Chamisha Chumshei Torah and only Sefer Yehoshua. On the surface, this initial status, what could have been, reflects minimal value, and this indeed is the position of some of the Mefarshim. Maritz Chayas, for example, in the sugi there in the Darim Chav Beis Amid Beis, marshals some evidence to try to show that indeed Nevi'im and Ksuvim are really just different Musar. It isn't part of intrinsic canon of Cheftza Shel Torah. One could have done without it. On the other hand, the Netziv in his introduction to his Perush on the Shiltos called the Kidmas HaEmek goes to great lengths that we don't have here. It's a little bit too long and it's not in the mainstream, it's not so easy to copy, but it's worthwhile to look up and read. The Netzivan Kidmas Emek goes to great lengths to reread that Gemara in the Darim, to say that what the Gemara meant was what might have been. But once there was a Cheta Egel, the importance of the Nevi'im and Ksuvim is not diminished for the alternative of what might have been. Now it is absolutely 100% integrated into Chefta Shel Torah in every way. This question of what might have been has its parallel in the future of what will be. The Yerushalmi in Masechet Megillah seems to debate whether or not Nevi'im and Ksuvim will continue to be a factor La'asid Lavo in the time of Yemos HaMashiach or not. And in fact, the Rambam quotes this in his last halacha on Hilchos Megillah. If you look on number 9, Perek Beis Halacha Yudches, the Rambam says, Kol Sifrei HaNeviim V'chol HaKesuvim Asidu Libata L'Yemos HaMashiach Chutz Megillas Esther. Aside from Megillas Esther, again, you had the exception of Yehoshua in the Gemara Nedarim Dafcha Beis, and you have the exception of Megillas Esther in this discussion of the Yerushalmi and the Rambam and the Raivan. The Rambam is taking the view, based on the Yerushalmi, that in the future, in Yemos HaMashiach, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, aside from Megillas Esther, will be batel. Harei hi kayemes, meaning Megillas Esther, kichamisha chumshei Torah, kehilchos Torah shebal peh, she'inim betenu liolam. V'af al-pi shekol zichor na'atzoros yivatel, she'nemar, ki nishkoch ha'atzoros ha'rishonos, v'chi nistro me'inai, yimei ha'purim lo yivatelu, she'nemar, v'yimei ha'purim ha'elu le'avru b'toch ha'yehudim, v'zichrom lo yasuf mizaram. Now, of course, this is a very important statement about Purim. It's a little too early, you know, to discuss that, although we're getting there. Obviously, the exception of Megillas Esther and all of Nevi'im Ksuvim is a remarkable testimonial to the importance of the Megillah and the holiday of Purim. In any case, the Ravid does not like the Rambam's formulation, even though it is based on the Yerushalmi. He says, Omer Avram, Dvar Hadyotos Huzeh, right, this is foolish. Ki lo yivatel sefer mikol ha-svarim, she'ein sefer she'ein bo limud. What do you mean the sifrei nach will be batel? In every sefer nach, there are halachos and instructive lessons. The idea that somehow they will be, they will lose their status as svarim kedoshim is unacceptable. What do you do with Yerushalmi? So the Ravid says, avakach omru afilu yivatlu shar svarim milikros behem, Megillah lo tivatu milikros osa betzibor. Yerushalmi is talking about the question of kriya betzibor, not the question of the status of the svarim. We'll continue. Not every sefer in Tanakh do we read betzibor even now. But the point is that whatever svarim we read betzibor, we will not continue to read aside from Chamisha Chumshei Torah and Megillas Esther. But in terms of the Chafetz Shel Kedusha itself, there's no difference between now and Yemos HaMashiach. So if you read the Yerushalmi sounds a lot like the Rambam, not like the Ravid. The Ravid, because of his conviction based on other sugyas and his general understanding, that it's inconceivable that Nevi'im and Ksuvim would not be indispensable, even going forward, came to the conclusion that the Yerushalmi has to be talking about Kriya B'tzibur. There are some mefarshim on the Rambam who so agreed with the Ravid's orientation that they even projected the Ravid's interpretation on the Rambam. They said, that's what the Rambam meant. Chas v'shalom, the Rambam never meant to say that the Svarim lose their status. He only meant Kriya B'tzibur, which is very dochek to say in the Rambam, but it says much about the, again, strong conviction of those Mefarshim that this is simply lo nitan leheamer. It's something that is not, not an acceptable thing to say. So the question of what might have been is one issue, the Gemara Nedarim. The question of what will be ends up being a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. Now the Ravid raises a very important issue, namely, what does it mean that these halachos, that these svarim will be batel? We learn halachos from these svarim. So let's talk about that for a couple of minutes. As I mentioned before, on the one hand, we have this rule, Ein Navi Rashai L'Chadish Davar Me'ata, that a Navi has no, say whatsoever. He has no authority in matters of halacha. He's a Navi, meaning his word is considered to be Dvar Hashem in terms of advice to Klal Yisrael, giving them direction, etc. But he has no, his prophetic prerogative is meaningless when it comes to the area of halacha. On the other hand, as I say, if you open up the Yeshaya and Yirmiyahu and Ruas and Yecheskel, whatever it is, you'll find halachos there. You would find them on every perek, but you'll find many halachos there. So how do we square the fact that this is a sefer halacha, these are sefer halacha on the one hand, at the same time, the Navi has no such power? So I'd like to discuss three different aspects of this very quickly. Number one, to the Ravid's, what do we do to the Ravid's question? So the Radvaz in a tshuva, which I think we have here as well. Number eight addresses this question. Od sha'alta Allah hadag arsina b'Yerushalmi avrochan v'shlokash avrochan v'man neviyim ha'ksuvim asidim li'batel v'chamisha sidrei Torah enam asidim li'batel ma'tam kol gadol v'lo yasaf v'otzolomer af megillah sasner v'halachos en asidim li'batel nemer kan gol gadol v'lo yasaf nemer lan zechon lo yasuf mizaram halachos halichos olam lo halo kama halachos nubadim mikol sefer v'sefer. Exactly the question of the Ravid. And he gives the Ravid credit. Tshuva. Kvar kidamcha ha-Ravid. The Ravid already asks this question. And he quotes his language. Skip one more line. I will just read it. It's easier. The kosev afili yivaklu shar svar milikros bahem migilo titvatel milikros bitzivar ad kan lishona. The koshali. Halo yutzrichim lomar ashirim ala korban vehein mispar tilim. It's not even true that that we don't read Tehillim in the future. The docha kulomar Shashara Sefer Yizbato Milikros Bo Zulas Elo Ashir Manemar Malakarban. It's not conceivable that what they meant was that anything that is halakhically significant is retained and everything else in Nevi'im and Ksuvim is Batel. Varaba Magid Kosav Yesh Kan Hasaga Limosa Mashiach Emasir is Darko. The Magid Mishnah basically said, yeah, it's a good question. You know, who knows what will happen, Limosa Mashiach? Well, you know, Mirtz Hashem will find out then, but he didn't really have a good answer. So the Radva says, Mikol Makom Anutzrichim Ladas Basically, the Radvaz says that there is a double source to the halachos that appear in the Nevi'im and Ksuvim. It's a very important idea. On the one hand, exoterically, one might say, their first historical record is in the Nevi'im and Ksuvim. However, esoterically, if you knew how to be medayik, you know, in the psukim of Chamisha Chumshei Torah, we could find every halacha of Nevi'im and Ksuvim already embedded in the words of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. You know, they say that the Gra had some method of interpreting Torah Shebichsav, again, Chamisha Chumshei Torah, which you could find all the halachos of Torah Shebal Peh in Torah Shebichsav. That's a very ambitious enterprise, but it's based on this idea, at least, of the Radvaz. So according to the Radvaz, there's basically a double source for the Dinim in Tanakh. The Netziv says this even more sharply, in his Hakdama, as I mentioned, to the Netziv, to the Shilt, to his parish on the Shiltos, the Netziv's agenda there, one might say, is to establish that Nevi'im and Ksuvim are a real source. In other words, once you take the view that there's a double source, that something is mentioned in Nevi'im and Ksuvim historically for the first time, and that's where it appears explicitly, exoterically, but that there's another source, namely Chamisha Chumshei Torah. There are two ways that you can, you know, proceed to analyze that. One is to say, well, that proves that Nevi'im and Ksuvim, it just happens to be the source for our knowledge, but it isn't the real, it isn't the authentic source. The idea of the Netziv, and it appears this way in the Radvaz as well, is to go the other way. And that is to give credit to Nevi'im and Ksuvim as a real source of halacha, exoterically. The fact that it is the first record, that it is interpreted that way, and the Netziv goes on to explain that there is also drashos that you make from the Nevi'im and Ksuvim based on this. Nothing that conflicts with Ein Navi Rasha Nechadesh Davar Miata, but at least in a general sense, we do view the text of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, even certainly hashkafically and certainly halachically, as a significant text of Torah. However, that still doesn't preclude the fact that we could still hold, like the Rambam, that Lasid Lavo, the Svarim will lose their status. We won't be bereft of these halachos because it's a backup source, namely that of Hakol Remiza Be'oraisa. This question of Einor V'Rashon, the Kaddish Dover Miata, versus the reality of what's in the Nevi'im and Ksuvim, also ended up being a very famous argument or discussion between the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvos and the Rambam. The Rambam criticized the Baal Halachas Gedolos for counting in his 613 commandments Megillah and Chanukah, things that obviously we know are Drabbanah. So the Rambam understood, the Ramban understood that the Rambam's critique against the Bahag entailed his saying that basically anything that appears in Nevi'im and Ksuvim, right, is, and not in Chamisha Chumshei Torah, is either Drabbanon or it isn't the real Makar. And the Ramban felt that that was too extreme. The Ramban says that basically halachos that appear in Nevi'im and Ksuvim are still Doraisa. The real source is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. That's a little bit different than what the Radvaz says, HaKol Remiza B'Doraisa, but this is the view of the Ramban, and this is the view that later on the Maritz Chayas, who, you know, spent his career on you know, these kind of issues, he keeps quoting that Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos in the Sharashim. Basically, what emerges, though, is that there are different perspectives. Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon in the Sefer Maftechos seems to take very seriously the sources of Nevi'im and Ksuvim for halacha. He says, "Ein davar ashoy l'chadish davar me'ata," but the exceptions are when you know, when the Nevi'im and Ksuvim, which are themselves given the imprimatur of Kisvei HaKodesh, when they cite sources, those really are the actual mekoros. That's one extreme. The other extreme is the view, again attributed to the Rambam, and that is that anything in Nevi'im and Ksuvim is Rabbanon. It's certainly not a makar. And in between, we find the views of the Ramban and others who take the position that there are two levels of sources here, similar to the Radvaz, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai on the one hand, and the exoteric source of Nevi'im and Ksuvim. We say Divrei Torah Midivrei Kabbalah Lo Yalfina. That would imply that Nevi'im and Ksuvim is not a source for Halacha. On the other hand, as I mentioned before, we say Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah Ve'ein Tzrichim Chizuk. So how do we explain this apparent dichotomy? So on the question of Divrei Torah Divrei Kabbalah Lo Yalfinan, all we really need to say is that even if Nevi'im and Ksuvim are intrinsically a Davar Shebekdusha, and even if we take seriously their status as a makar for halachos, it isn't just that they happen to be recorded there, but that it's really the actual makar itself. One could still argue that, as Bali Tosa say in Kiddushin, Lashon Nevi'im Uksuvim Lechud and Lashon HaTorah Lechud, meaning as a system of darshaning, they're two different systems, even if both of them have the divine imprimatur. One is Torah Moshe, and the other is Nevuah or Ruach HaKodesh, etc. On the other hand, it should be noted that there's an exception to the rule of Divrei Torah Divrei Kabbalah Lo Yalfinan. The question is how significant it is. And there's also a Rishon who thinks that there is a real exception. The Tosa Rosh in Nidadav Chav Gimel Amid Beis says, the rule of Divrei Torah Medivrei Kabbalah Lo Yalfinan applies only when there's another makar in Chamisha Chumshei Torah. That if you can counter a word in Chamisha Chumshei Torah and you're trying to darshan it, and it appears elsewhere in the Chumash, then you have to look there for clarity and for meaning. However, if the only time a term appears outside of the time, you know, the focus in a particular pasuk on Chamisha Chumshei Torah is in Nevi'im and Ksuvim, so then the rule of Divrei Torah Divrei Kabbalah Lo Yalfinan no longer applies. In other words, as a second best option, Nevi'im and Ksuvim can be used to darshan actual halachos. That's an amazing shita which upgrades the status of Nevi'im and Ksuvim even as Sifrei Halacha. Absent that, it should be noted that the Gemara, when it says Divrei Torah Divrei Kabbalah Lo Yalfinan, invariably makes an exception. And that is Giloi Milsa B'Alma. Gemara says in the beginning of Bava Kamma, you can't darshan from the Nevi'im and Ksuvim to Torah, but you can be Megala Milsa. If you want to know what something means in a more general sense, not as a drusha, but as a meaning, contextually, you have the right to look at Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Question is, how significant is that in assessing the status of the Nevi'im and Ksuvim? Divrei Torah kedivrei Kabbalah, ein tzrichim chizuk. So how do we interpret that? That seems to say that Nevi'im and Ksuvim is like Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Well, here, of course, one might say, it's misleading. The idea of divrei chizuk is, do you need to make siyagim, gzeros, because you're worried that people will not fully adhere to the details of a particular halacha? They might abuse the halacha. So the rule generally is, if something is divrei Torah, so we assume that people take it with the proper gravity, and therefore divrei Torah ain't shechem chizuk. So it might be that even if that which is written in Nevi'im and Ksuvim doesn't have the same status halachically, it certainly doesn't have the same status, even if it doesn't have great significance as a sefer halacha, but the fact that it appears in Nevi'im and Ksuvim, which have the status of Kisvei HaKodesh, is sufficient to establish that ain't shechem chizuk. But were we interested in a status as a sefer halacha, maybe it wouldn't work. In any case, Rabbeinu Chananel in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yutesh Amud Beis certainly interprets it that way, that it's a question of, it's textual, it's a fixed text, therefore it doesn't need support. There's some discussion whether Yerushalmi means that as well. The question of whether or not we treat Nevi'im and Ksuvim, or the halachos in Nevi'im and Ksuvim, in a manner parallel to the halachos in Torah, has other interesting manifestations as well. The rule generally is that Safek Doraisa lechumra and Safek drabanan lekula. What about Safek of something that appears in Nevi'im Muksuvim? So that's a major debate among the Mefarshim and Poskim. Just to give you a reference, the Hamek Sheila, the Netzivinus Perush on the Shiltos and Parshas Vayechi, discusses this at some length. The Nor Rabbi Yehuda and Simon Kuf Mevav and the Prima Gadim and Ochos Yom Tov discuss this question. Anything that appears in Nevi'im Muksuvim, it's a question that, for example, applies to Megillah. Right? Safek Kriyas HaMegillah, do we treat it as Safek Doraisa or as Safek Drabanan? The Gemara has all sorts of cases, Safek Mukaf Choma, Safek, you know, whether or not you already read the Megillah, all sorts of issues of that sort. If we treat Safek Divrei Kabbalah like Safek Divrei Torah, obviously that's a significant statement upgrading the status of halachos that appear in Nevi'im and Ksuvim. If we don't, it's probably an open question. Similarly, there's a question in general whether somebody who's mechuyev on a level of drabanan can be motzi somebody who is obligated on the level doraisa. That's a debate among the Rishonim generally. But even if you take the view that a drabanan cannot be motzi a doraisa, there's still a discussion in the Prima Gadim whether or not somebody who is involved in something on the level of Divrei Kabbalah could fulfill the obligation for, or help fulfill the obligation for someone whose obligation is based on Mikra, Chamisha Chumshei Torah. The details we'll leave for another time. This question of the status of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, we've already discussed what might have been, had it not been for the Chet Egel, what might be Bimos HaMashiach. We've spent a little time discussing how it squares with Ein Avir Asher L'Chadish Davar Me'ata, and Divrei Torah Medivrei Kabbalah Le'ofinan, and Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah. What about the origin itself, Mi'Sinai? So the Gemara says in Brachos, Tafei Amid Aleph, the very famous Gemara, and it's a Gemara that has a parallel in Megillah, and certainly in Yerushalmi and Megillah. The Gemara in Brachos seems to say that Nevi'im and Ksuvim have their origin at Sinai itself. Gemara says, let's see if I can find it here. Anybody see it? Brachos, which one?
Number three.
Oh, wow, right in front of me. Okay. Not the first paragraph, that's a mistake, but the second one. Om Rav Levi Bar Chama, Om Rav Shimon Ben Lakish. Mai dechsi ve'etna lecha sluchas ha'evan v'atorah v'amitzvah asher kasavti l'horosam. That's a pasuk in Shemos, right? Shemos Chaf Daled. Ribbono Shel Olam said, I gave you the luchas ha'evan, the Torah, the mitzvah, Asher kasafti, lahorosam. There's a lot of words. Seems like a lot of redundancy. Why not just say, I gave you the Torah? So the drasha is luchos elo aseres adibros. Torah zamikra. Hamitzvah zamishnah. Asher kasafti elo nevi'im uksuvim. Lahorosam. Ze talmud. That refers to the Gemara. Melamed shekulam nitna lemoshe misina. This is a very powerful statement, implying that Moshe Rabbeinu received everything. Torah shebasav, Torah shebal peh, and Nevi'im and Ksuvim as well. Now, there's some question about the Girsa here. There are different Girsos in this Gemara. We don't have time to go into them. But some have the Girsa of Torah, the Torah Shebichsav, or Luchas Ha'Eben, Zemikra. It matters, but not sufficiently for us to be able to spend time on it right now. There's also a question about the Rambam. The Rambam in his Hakadama to Mishnah Torah, quotes, seemingly quotes this Gemara, but he has a whole different version of it. There's a machlokes in the Mefarshim, whether he's quoting this Gemara at all, or he is quoting some different Maimer Chazal. But the Rambam has really Torah and Mitzvah, meaning Torah, Torah Shebitzav, Mitzvah is Perusha, and he has a whole excursus there about the relationship between Torah Shebitzav and Torah Shebal Peh. The Avodas HaMelech, Rav Salvechik's uncle actually, Rav Menachem Karakovsky, he argued that the Rambam had a different girsa in Sugin Brachos, whereas other Mefarshim just assume, it's probably supported by the parallel in Medrash HaGadol, that the Rambam was just quoting a different Maimar Chazal. The fact that he doesn't quote the Gemara in Brachos as is may be very significant, especially since we already know that the Rambam thinks that Limos HaMashiach, Nevi'im and Ksuvim lose their status. We'll see if there's other evidence in the Rambam. Either way, the question is, what do we mean when we say that Nevi'im and Ksuvim have their origin in Limosha Misina? So Ramban, in Sefer Mitzvos, Shorish Beis, suggests that maybe this should be taken very seriously. If you look here at number 5, the Ramban says, I'll get back to 4 in a minute, but 5 first. Atema shetama harab, natorot sivet lona moshesha, yirmozul, megillah, b'ner chanukah, b'gematria, einenu godol. Again, when the Ramban attacks the Bahag, the Rambam attacks the Bahag for counting things that are only to Rabbanon, so the Ramban says, I don't know what he wants from the poor Bahag. Shekvar dorshu, ksov zos zicharon b'sefer, ksov zos mashakosuv kan, ube mishnah Torah, zicharon mashakosuv b'neviim, b'sefer mashakosuv b'megillah, k'atora tetzava utefarish v'todia v'tirmos. Here, according to the Gemara in Megillah, which is parallel to this Gemara in Brachos, the Ramban says, after all, the Gemaras themselves say that there are hints at the future in the Torah, in Chamisha Chumshei Torah, there are hints at things that will take place, or Sfarim of Neviim and Ksuvim. Ukaram Kvaram Zalagalu Seinu Begamatria, Tzedakah Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Shehiktim Shnei Shanim Lishvino Shantem. And then he quotes our Gemara, Chein Omer Perek Risho De Lebrachos, Mai Nitzivet Malu Saruch HaSa Eben, HaTorah Mitzvah, Shakasathya Lorsum Bukas Eben, Zva Mikra, HaTorah Zva Mishnah, Mitzvah Kemashma, Shakasathya Levi Muksuvim, HaTalmud Malam Chikulam Nitin Lemoshe Misinai, Vinei Zua Memra, Mitaretza Sabal Alachos, Kol HaKushas HaRav, Sharei Omrim Kekulam Nem Nitnu Lemoshe Misinai. That's the Rambam. The Orchas Chaim, Barna Koin Miloniel, and Hilchos Talmud Torah, says Moshe Rabbeinu wrote all 24 Svarim. And the Gemara Bava Basra has a different perspective on this. But if we really take this line in the Gemara in Brachos, Kipshuto, then everything was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he basically is responsible for all 24 Svarim. Then it's Siv in the Kidmas HaEmek, whose orientation is already clear. He likes this idea of Nevi'im and Ksuvim having intrinsic value and being part of the original canon. So he says, yeah, this seems to be a stira to the Gemara Nedarim Chabesim Beis that we spoke of earlier, that it's only because of Chet HaEgel. After all, Moshe Misinai is pretty much part of the original canon. He says, yeah, you have to interpret Nedarim Chabesim Beis in light of Brachos Heil Menalev. However, there is, of course, another possibility, and that is to interpret Brachos Heil Menalev in light of Nedarim Chabesim Beis. Somehow, when the Gemara says here that Nevi'im and Ksuvim are part of the original revelation to Moshe Rabbeinu, it doesn't mean it literally or in the following, or at least it can be explained in the following way. The Megillas Esther, Perush on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, says, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu was in violation of the terrible crime of being Kovesh Nevuaso, meaning a Navi who is given that special insight, is obligated to share it with everyone. But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't reveal, he didn't give the Svarim of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, or all the Nevuos and Nevi'im and Ksuvim at Har Sinai. So was he Kovesh Nevuoso, which is Chayv Misa, Chas V'Shalom, says the Megillas Esther. It's a rhetorical question. So the Megillas Esther says, obviously what's meant by this Gemara is that Moshe Rabbeinu was given a glimpse into the future. But not that these were part of the original canon, or even intended to be necessarily part of the original canon. Moshe Rabbeinu, unfolded in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, was the future history of Kal Yisrael, including the fact that there would be a Chet HaEgel, and that there would be Nevuos and the response of Nevi'im and Ksuvim to that. But it doesn't mean at all that Nevi'im and Ksuvim have a status comparable to Torah, that they are part of the original canon itself. The Ramban, earlier, if you look now at number four, has a different perspective earlier in his treatment. But oh, Shekivin Shinema Lamosha Besinai, Shekabla Lay, Vishram Mitzvah Bezna Gadol, Bohem Vitiknu Aselu, Kvar Namra Kula Lamosha Besinai, Eina Fresh Beneim. Here the Ramban says, that Ukvar Reis Oladas Midiva Harav Shachachamim Dorshim B'Mitzvah Sasidos Ischadesh Shekibul Eisam Malayim B'Sinai. Basically, what Ramban says is, at Sinai, Klal Yisrael were given the methodology of Torah, and through that methodology, they were going to be metakein. All through, were going to be mechadesh things, and they were going to be metakein things, etc. In that sense, since the source of authority is at Sinai, so everything that would be developed later on the basis of this methodology has its origins and roots at Sinai. That's all that's meant by this particular Gemara. The Kinas Sofrim, another parish on Sefer Mitzvos, says it even I think, crystallized fashion. So there's a din of Lo Sasser. Lo Sasser says you have to listen to the Chachamim. Lo Sasser is a pasuk in the Torah. In that sense, everything that comes afterwards, Siyagim and Takanos, and certainly Nevi'im and Ksuvim, everything that is developed and sanctioned by the Chachamim throughout history has its origins in the Pasuk of Lo Sasser, which tells you to listen to the Chachamim at Sinai. But obviously, that's quite a different interpretation than the Ramban's explanation on behalf of the Bahag, or the Netziv, or the Or HaChaim. So once again, we have two opposite interpretations, how to interpret the Gemara in Brachos, how to interpret the Gemara in Nedarim, how to square the information of Ein Dover Ashar L'Kadosh Dover Me'ata. What's emerging is, in these sources, a clear argument whether we've seen Nevi'im and Ksuvim more as Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Tochacha, something responding to specific issues and events. Doesn't mean it's less important for that, but that's what it is. Or is it something that was intended to be part of the original canon as a Sefer Halacha as well? This question, the Gemara in Brachos in particular, was noted by Mefarshim for another reason, and that is the order. If you look at the order, it's first Torah Shebichtav, Chamish Chumshei Torah, then it's Mishnah, and then, only then, is it Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So there's a break in between Chamish Chumshei Torah and Nevi'im and Ksuvim, Mishnah. The question is why? So some of Mefarshim interpret, including the Balei Tosfos Al HaTorah, the Moshe of Zakenim, says, it's possible that, do we have that here, by the way? It's possible, I don't see it. They probably couldn't find it. The Moshe of Zakenim is one of the Perushim of the Balei Tosfos Al HaTorah, it's a certain collection. So he's bothered by this question. He says, the answer's simple. There's Torah Shebichtav, and there's Perusha. How do you interpret Torah Shebichtav? You need the Mishnah and the Talmud for that. So the order is the order in which you learn it. And that's how the Iyun Yaakov and his parish on the Ein Yaakov says also it's a din in Sefer Alimut, Seder Alimut, etc. However, other Mefarshim in Ein Yaakov, including the Avas Eisan, says no, this is an order, this is a hierarchy of value. What we're being told in this Gemara in Brachos subtly but profoundly is in the hierarchy there's Torah Shebal Sav, Chamish Chumshei Torah, and then comes Torah Shebal Peh, and only then comes Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Now the Moshe of Zakenim is Balei Tosfos Al HaTorah, one of the Rishonim. He says, Yesh Omrim, there are people who say because of this order that if you have to put one Sefer on top of another, you should put a Mishnah on top of a Nach. Because the order in the Gemara is first Torah Shebal Peh, and then the Nevi'im and Ksuvim. That's already a concrete Nach Gemina. The Moshe of Zakenim himself says, I think it's wrong. I think this has to do with the Seder Halimud or the Perush of one to the other. But you should know there is such an idea. And this is echoed also in the Tshuva, the Rinigash, which we have here, I believe. Yeah, number six. Ushisha Alta. Al Amara Manichin Torah Al Gabi Nevi'im. Bodin Sifra Talmud Bezeket in Torah Imlav. The rule that you put Torah on Gabi Nevi'im, what is the status of a Gemara or a Mishnah in that question? Tshuva. Ein kavanasam ba'amara mei manichin Torah Gabi Nevi'im ela al Torah atzma. Avala Talmud u bira Torah u perusha lo amita shel Torah. The word amita shel Torah doesn't mean like it sounds, truth of Torah only. It's a phrase which is the makor for the din of sirtut and the Gemara and Megillah. Halotira she'en otzark sirtut, the lines that we require in Kisvei HaKodesh, ka amita shel Torah. U mizet teda she'en kedushasa magas le kedushasa Torah atzma. So basically, the Rimigash has a, this is very important. As far as I know, this is the earliest source in the Rishonim that there's a hierarchy between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. It says the pecking order is Torah, then Nevi'im, then Ksuvim, and then Torah Shebal Peh. But you can't put Torah Shebal Peh on top of Nach. But the Deah in Moshe of Zakenim argue. Again, two perspectives on what's going on here. Let me mention two other Nafkamina. I've got to run, and since we started a little late, but I've have my regular shoe that's waiting for me. So let me just give you two other issues very quickly. There are more, but the Mishnah Megillah discusses the question of selling one item to acquire another. The general rule is, right, when it comes to Davar Shebikdusha, the Malim Bakodesh Velo Morin. So you're allowed to sell the Beis HaKnesses to buy a Teva for the Sefer Torah, and so on and so forth. The question is, when you get to some of the details. So the Mishnah says that you can sell Svarim, right, in order to buy a Sefer Torah. What is Svarim? So there's a major debate among the Rishonim how to interpret the word Svarim. Rashi says that Svarim means Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And what we're being told is that Sefer Torah is greater status than Nevi'im and Ksuvim. However, Rashi doesn't relate to the status of Chamisha Chumshei Torah separate, let's say, only Sefer Bereishis, only Sefer Shmos, only Sefer Vayikra, which can't be used as a Sefer Torah, but which obviously encases the Heftz of Mikra itself. The Me'iri, the Shulchan Aruch, do. The Me'iri has two deos. You have it here in front of you. Again, you can help me with the number. 22? No. 14? Okay, good. Svarim yesh mefarshim nevi'im ksuvim v'sifrei Mishnah v'lokhin Torah pirush Torah Moshe v'yesh mefarshim svarim afal Torah Moshe kegon sefer shein osli kil chaso b'ibud v'gilyon u'tfiras gidin. So there are two deis in the Me'iri. Do we equate nevi'im and ksuvim with Torah Shebal Peh, or do we equate nevi'im and ksuvim with sifrei Chumash but not a sefer Torah? The Shulchan Aruch, likewise, should be right here. Shulchan Aruch says on 15, "B'nei Yerushimokru Beis Haknesses Yicholim Likach B'dam of Teva, Vayinu Heichal Shemenichem Al Sefer Torah, Oluach Shemabinim Al Sefer Torah, Machro Teva Yicholim Likach B'dam of Mitpachas Al Sefer Torah, Machro Mitpachas Lokem B'dam Svarim." Here, the severe of Svarim is the Hainu Shekasuv Kol Chumash Levado V'chein Neviim Uksuvim. So basically, the Shulchan Aruch equates Nach and Chumash as long as it's not in the actual form of a Sefer Torah. Whereas again, the other day in the Me'iri equates it to Mishnah. The Rambam only mentions Chumash. If you look at the Rambam, Hilchos Tefila, I don't know if I have it here somewhere. 14? Yeah, so the Rambam just has the third line, Machu mitpachos otik lokhim bedavav chumashim. Machur Chumashim lochem b'dam of Sefer Torah. The Rambam omits any mention of Nevi'im and Ksuvim at all. Either way, the Magen Avraham is very upset with the Shulchan Aruch. He says, "Mashm b'shvilei du Chumashim." This is number 16. Nevi'im uksuvim kadani ninu. How can it be that you're equating Chumash and Nevi'im uksuvim? Mitzarachim de biyardeya isa du Chumashim k'dushas and chamurim Nevi'im uksuvim. L'chein nira li da'asam likach b'dmei Chumashim Nevi'im uksuvim Nevi'im uksuvim kadani ninu. Says Nevi'im and Ksuvim are equal, there's no hierarchy there, but Chumash is more than Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Then he goes on to say, I'm not even sure why Nevi'im and Ksuvim should be equal if the Kedusha of Nevuah is greater than the Kedusha of Ruach HaKodesh. That he's not sure about. The Chassam Sofer has an important comment here, which I'm not going to go into right now, where he talks about all Torah as Limud being the same. It's only Svarim as books, where you're talking about the Kedusha of the book, I mean, the chefts in front of you, that's where you have a hierarchy. But if you're talking about Limud HaTorah, says the Chassam Sofer, there's no hierarchy in any of these things. In any case, once again, what emerges from some of these discussions, I can't go into more detail, is a debate about the relative value of Torah Shebal Peh, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and Chumash, and there are three shitos on that. Let me finally skip to one final one, two final ones. A Noda Batorah, a person makes a Shvuah, says, I hereby swear by the Torah. So the Gemara in Darim Daf Yudal Amud Beis tells us, which is it?
24.
Thank you. Tanya, Noda b'Torah Lomar Klum b'Meshek Kasuva Dvar of Kayam. Right, the Torah itself is not something you can be nishba, but Meshek Kasuva, that's something else. So here, there's a major debate again, once again, between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says, Halacha Gimel. Being nishba on neviim and ksuvim is nothing. It's a waste of time. Skip to halacha dalid. Bamedvar mamurim b'shar kisvi hakodesh. Aval nishba b'torah im nishba b'meshek kasuva daitar la'azkaros. However, if he's nishba, not on Nevi'im and Ksuvim, but on Chamisha Chumshei Torah, that's a reference to the Shemos Hashem there, and therefore, nishba bastam, da'tol agvila, in kanshua, na'tol biyado, hareza kamidisha nishba b'mesha kasuba v'yasor. The Raivid disagrees and says, Amar Avram, kama nitema ala b'chaber hazeh, ma'ra l'chalik min Torah l'shar kisvi ha'kodesh, v'mesh b'neim linyan b'nei ha'ir shemachur Torah l'ikhus varim, the last topic that we just did, said, sure, there's a difference when it comes to Torah and nach when it comes to selling one for the other, and le'inyan manichim sefer Torah gabi svarim, another issue which we discussed. You wouldn't know them from the Ravid if you hadn't had this hasaga in Hilchos Shavuos. Avalinyan kedusha hakol kadosh matzilin also b'shabbos b'te'adleika. Just because it's a hierarchy doesn't mean there isn't kedusha. When there's a fire on Shabbos, you're allowed to save the neviim and ksuvim as well. Utuunim geniza metamin esayadayim. We treat them as kisvei hakodesh. The kedoshim em lechol davar kedivrei Torah. So once again, you have this argument between the Rambam and the Ravid. The question is, what does the Rambam mean? The Rambam, again, without going into too much detail, the Radvaz understands the Rambam in a more technical way. He says, oh, the Haskaros of the Sefer Torah are prepared differently than the Muksuvim. Mistama, when you just are Nishba la Torah, the role of Haskaros in Torah and Kamishkum Che Torah is different, and that's the explanation for the discrepancy. But the simple reading of the Rambam, and it's based on the Rajba's understanding of the Gemara as well, is that once again, the Rambam felt that there's a difference between Chamisha Chumshei Torah and Neviim and Ksuvim. The same reason that he omitted in the B'nei Ha'ir Shemachru Sefer Torah Shalahem, that whole issue of Neviim and Ksuvim. Possibly the reason why he did not quote the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Hei Amud Aleph. And, of course, his famous psak about the future, Yemos HaMashiach, where he says that Sifrei Neviim and Ksuvim will be betayim. There's one area, though, where the Rambam is the machmir. And with this we'll conclude. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, how much does a father have to teach his son? The answer is, the Gemara says, he has to teach him Torah, or Mikra. Rashi says, not Nevi'im and Ksuvim. It means Chamisha Chumshei Torah. But if you look at the Rambam, Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam links it up with the question of whether you're allowed to charge for teaching Torah. That seems to be a distinction, not only between Chamisha Chumshei Torah and Torah Shabbat Peh, but between Tanakh and Torah Shabbat Peh. In other words, when it comes to the minimum that a father has to teach his son, it seems that the Rambam actually is the machmir. He says it has to include Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So I'd just like to conclude with this idea. Basically, there seems to be a major argument among the Rishonim, and it's a very fascinating issue, and there are more Makaros, obviously, whether or not we view Nevi'im and Ksuvim as something which was necessary because of Klal Yisrael's, you know, having chosen improperly, and as divrei kivala tochacha, as important as it is, or we see it as more something that is intrinsically always had to be part of the canon. That seems to be a major debate among the Rishon. However, even what we call the halachically minimalist view that sees Nevi'im and Ksuvim only in terms of hashkafa and musar, when it comes to the question of minimum limud Torah labanav, takes the view that Nevi'im and Ksuvim are included, because in one respect, what makes it problematic as a Sefer Halacha, the fact that it is something which adjusts to each generation, it's the way that continue to be dynamic and flexible in applying Torah's Chaim, that is also its strength when it comes to the role that it plays as Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Tochacha, and Divrei Musar. Tanakh is the living history of how real people dealt with concrete challenges on the basis of a timeless, prehistorical and post-historical Torah. The very concept of istako baraisa bari alma, the idea that you could have a blueprint for the world which still could adjust to realities and changes and still remain as fresh and as relevant and as dynamic as ever, that is really reflected magnificently in every page and in every pasuk in Tanakh. So whatever its status as a Sefer Halacha, in the end of the day, when the question is ad heichan melando, when it comes to the question of education, the impact that it plays on our overall spiritual profile, there's no question that Nevi'im and Ksuvim emerges once again as a critical album. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rosenzweig.